sometimes you have to go back multiple times. Oh, I thought I did this, and here we are again. And so it's just daily surrendering, coming to him and just saying, yes, Father, I believe you know better than I do. Wow. You know better than I do. And I get to serve you today. I get to listen to you today. I get to hear what you want me to say to others today. Now, I'm just going to read Ephesians 1, the bit that we had. And I want you to close your eyes. And I just want you to listen in a little different version. This is what it says. That's why when I heard of the solid trust that you have in Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask. Ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally. Your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he's calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments, no name, no power, exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all and has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. And that's what we long for him to fill us with his presence, and that we would be transformed and renewed, and that we would be those servants that take great joy in serving him. And there was a man named Borden of Yale. He died very young, but his motto was Jesus first, ourselves last, every time. And I thought, wow, I would love that. I would love to put Jesus first every time. Whatever decision, whatever thought, that he would be first and myself last every time. Now I'm just going to take, I was up early this morning. The Lord had called me at about 4:30, and I thought, oh, really, Dad? Really, Father? But he had a treasure for me. So let's go to Jeremiah. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, and then you will find Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. I usually lose Jeremiah, so that's why I was just giving you a little help there. Jeremiah chapter 1. And I was just looking. Jeremiah chapter 1. And Jeremiah chapter 1. Okay, we're looking at verse 6. He had been called. Jeremiah had been called by the Lord. And this was his response. Oh, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. Like, he's just saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. But the Lord answers him. Don't say that. Do not say, I'm only a child. And I was thinking as we go home, you know, he's saying, you must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. And there's the key, right? Jeremiah was not free to give his own opinion. He was to give what God had told him to say. And so we are not free to give our own opinion. We are commanded to say whatever he wants. And do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. And that is the promise. We are not going home alone. We are going home with the Lord Jesus. So do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Isn't that sweet? The Lord will rescue us. So we don't need to be afraid. And then he says, see, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms. And this is what he asked him to do. He was going out. And I was thinking, as we go home, before we get there, this weekend, we hopefully have, he says, to uproot, to pull up those sins that are starting to work their way into our lives, into our souls. Uproot those. They're no good. We need to get rid of those. So uproot, and then tear down the stuff that the enemy is hoping you're going to build up, because sometimes we build walls up between us and the Lord, and we need to tear that down. And then just destroy the junk of this world. Just don't touch it, don't handle it, just destroy it. And overthrow. Just remember when Jesus went into the temple and he saw what they were doing, and they were just making a mockery of his Father's temple, and he just overthrew those tables. He wanted to clean house. And I think that's what God's asking us to do, just a clean house and overthrow. And then it says to build and to plant. So we want to go home and we want to build into the lives of the people that we've been entrusted to. First, we want to build into our own lives. We want to be in the Word of God. We want to just be eating this Word, living it. And so we want to build that relationship with the Lord Jesus, but we also want to build into every one of us have people. We are people of influence. We all have people that we are going to influence. It can be for good or it can be for bad. So we need to choose, how are we going to live? So we need to build into people's lives. We need to build into our own lives, and also to plant. We've had seeds planted this weekend. You've had lots of seeds planted this weekend. And so you get to go home and water it and grow, but you have seeds that you can plant. You have people in your lives that you can plant seeds in. And that is a wonderful privilege as Christian women, that we can plant in other people's lives. And so as we head home, we just want to be thinking about what we need to tear down, what we need to get rid of, and what we need to be building and planting in our lives. Well, I'm going to ask Emily to come up. I've asked her to, we're going to sing a chorus together, which is, Change My Heart, O God, Make It Ever True. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You, Father, you, God, are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. And you know, I took a pottery course one time. And when you get that hunk of clay, and it's just a lump, a hunk of dirt, right? And you had to take it and you had to get the wheel spinning. And then you had to apply pressure on that little lump of clay, and you had to get it centered. And it was really hard. You had to put a lot of pressure on the clay to get it centered on the wheel. And the wheel's turning, and you're fighting the clay, and the clay's fighting you, and you're trying to get it centered. And once it's centered, it's amazing. Ah, there is peace, right? And then the potter can start. He takes a lot of, water, cold water onto the clay, and he makes it kind of muddy, but then he starts to put his hand inside and he starts pulling up, and as it's spinning around, and he starts to make a vessel. He starts to make a clay pot. And so he works and works until he ends up that he's got something that he's created. And you know what? God is working in your life. He's working in my life, and he wants to mold me and make me. And that's what we want to get in line with what he's doing. So change my heart, oh God. So Emily's going to play and lead the singing, and I'll just step aside so you don't have to listen to my voice.
Change my heart.
Oh, Father, this is our heart's cry. We want to be changed. We want to be changed, Father. Change our hearts, oh God. Make us like you, Father, because you have good plans for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And oh, Father, we long to be mature, complete, lacking nothing. And that's what you want to do. And so, Father, as we stand together in your presence, we just say, change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. So I just pray that you would bless these women as they head home. Pray that they would be the heart, the hands, the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ to every person that they meet, that they would see Jesus in them. And that, Father, we would transform. We would be so transformed that we would transform the people in our lives and the neighborhoods we live in, the churches we go to, Lord, that they would never be the same once they have seen Jesus in us. And so we just pray that you would be glorified in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing, and we praise you for what you're going to do. And so all together, Father, we just say, amen. Amen. Thank you.